487-32, WRKU 327, that is.
Hey there, Wes, what's going on?
Just pulling in the driveway. I was at Area 61. You know Deb Brinkerhoff of Sequoia? They were doing like a folk circle jam kind of thing there. I guess it's the second Sunday, come to find out, of each month.
Oh, really? They're having a little folk circle thing on the, you said the first or second Sunday?
I'm thinking it's the second Sunday. What's today? Is today the second Sunday? Anyway, it happened today. I heard about it, and I went down. I was like an hour and a half late, but I listened, and it was fun. They're indoors. The air conditioning was almost keeping up, but it was way too hot for it outside.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can't imagine being outside at all. It's kind of weird. It's super hot, so I hope that everybody's staying hydrated, and that would be the place to do it. Fun, fun. What time did the circle happen?
It's from 4 to 6, I think the second Sunday, and the Brinkerhoffs, they got quite a crowd in there. I was surprised how many people were there. Anyway, that's what happens. And anyway, your kind of thing, sort of, and it's really far from your house, too.
Right. It's so far away from my house, I don't know that I can make it. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Thank you for letting me know about that. I know that I heard the jam's not happening there anymore. Is that correct?
I don't know. Well, they might start it up. We'll see how that goes. I think they're happy to do it out on that really cool gazebo out on the lawn, but I don't know if they're crazy about doing it indoors. We'll see how it goes. If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
They have no plans whatsoever. I'm very sad.
Oh, well, there we have it. Well, we'll see what happens, and maybe the wintertime they'll decide to do a little something different. You know, we're in the fall. Fall and spring is good times because in the summer it's too hot, and in the winter it's too cold, so let's see what they do.
Their comment was, and I quote, "We're looking to see what's best for our customers," and that wasn't it.
Wow.
It was all blown apart by that one episode that I told you all about. Not happy about it at all.
Oh, I hear you there. Yeah, that's kind of sad news. Well, let's just, you know, maybe the more people that talk to them about it, maybe they'll just get a little bug in their ear and do it. I don't know. We'll see. Just forward we go, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, that could happen again someday. But, you know, you made the comment, how far away do you live? You know, we had plans. I had hopes.
Yeah, got that. I think Wes was trying to say something in there. Wes, are you there?
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm at the house. I gotta jump in and get on the CB check-in. So they're probably to FM by now, or you know, upper sideband or something. Anyway, talk to you guys later. WRKU 327. Bye bye.
WRB 624.
All right, Steve, I'm going to contact you soon. Sorry, I just been so busy. I'm not trying to ignore you and not, you know, nothing's wrong. I'm just got a lot going on with family, like always. And so, all right, we'll talk to you soon, all right? WRKV 487.
Well, please make a point of it. I'd like to hear. I would. I'm not one to invade personal space. And, yeah, I'd like to hear from you. All right, I'll be listening.
WSSC 797 out here in Upper Eagle Point, Williams.